you might say that the rest of the Upanishad is an answer to that very question. So, maybe we shall continue, because the answer is contained in the rest of the Upanishad. We had, first of all, a goal given in the beginning, in the very first statement of the Isha Upanishad. What is to be done? We are here in our life as it is. What are we to do? We are all struggling, endeavoring, making an effort. But we are like the blind led by the blind. In all our efforts, we are all blind, and even our leaders are blind. We are like blind led by the blind. In Sanskrit it is said, andhena andaha niyamanaha. We are all, andaha means those who are avagula, those who are blind. Nusantus avagula. And we are all led by the avagula, by the blind. This is our condition in life. And we all quarrel about, because we put our hands in groping here, there, and we find one thing solid, another thing liquid, another thing like an air, another like an ether. And we say, oh, reality is solid. Another says, no, it is liquid. Some say it is airy, some say ethereal, some say it is fiery. We see different things in the world. That is why the very first sentence of the Upanishad says, all this, whatever you may find, is to be the habitation of the Lord, whom we don't see at all. We only see solid things, liquid things, airy things, ethery things, fiery things. We don't see the Lord because we are all blind. Therefore, the very first sentence says, all this is for the habitation by the Lord, whom you don't see. See, it calls upon you to make a big effort. As long as you do not discover that there is the Lord, and that this Lord is all that is there, there is nothing else. Whether it is fire or ether or whatever it is nothing but the Lord Himself. This Lord is a very uncomparable thing, because there is nothing like Him anywhere. And therefore the statements which are made, He moves not. He stands in the front and overtakes everyone who runs fastest. And now we have this description of the state of realization. And then comes in the Upanishad the way by which this reality can be experienced and realized. So let us repeat again the state of self-realization. It is like a mantra. When you repeat it, you become self-realized. This is the secret. If you want self-realization, repeat these mantras again and again. You know, Mother said that you should all learn Sanskrit. And one of the reasons is this, that since you do not know Sanskrit, you won't be able to repeat these beautiful sentences. And if you repeat these great sentences, they themselves have the power of giving you self-realization. So anyway, I shall read with you in Sanskrit first, once again, and then in English, because as I said, English, Sri Aurobindo has brought all the force of Sanskrit into these English translations. So we have some great help. Yastu sarvani bhutani atmani eva anupashyati sarvabhuteshu cha atmanam tato na vijugupsate. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atma eva abhut vijanatah tatra ko mohaha kaha shokaha ekatvam eva anupashyatah. But he who sees everywhere the self in all existences and all existences in the self shrinks not thereafter from aught. Aught means from anything. He in whom it is the self-being that has become all existences that are becomings, for he has a perfect knowledge, how shall he be deluded? Whence shall he have grief who sees everywhere oneness? Now there is one sentence, number 8, verse number 8, which reconciles all that has been said so far as a summary of all the 7 verses which have gone forward. It describes the Lord that is the Self, the Lord that is the Essence, the Lord that is the Originator, the Lord that is become all things. This is now described . This is the third movement of the Upanishad. The first 3 verses are the first movement. The next verses from 4th to 7th is the second movement. Now comes the third movement. It, as it were, begins with the conclusion of all that has been said so far is stated in one verse. It is exactly like orchestra. If you have music of harmony, you have the first movement, then the second movement, and then you reach a culminating point, and when all the movements so far are brought together in a huge sound, as it were, this is that huge bugle heralding all that has to be done afterwards. So this is the 8th verse, summarizes all that has been said about the Supreme Lord. It is he that has gone abroad. That summarizes, it is he and it is it, both at the same time. He, it is Lord, as a Lord it is he. As a self it is it. It is both the Lord and the self. And the self that has become all. So 3 words. He is the Lord. He is also the self of all. So it is a self. It is that self which has become all. And this is brought out now. It is he that has gone abroad. He has, as it were, flown out, manifested. It is he that has gone abroad. And now this is the description of that Lord. That which is bright, bodiless, without scar of imperfection, without sinews, pure, unpierced by evil. Every epithet, every adjective is so wonderful. You should repeat again so that you know exactly the perfection of that reality. That which is bright, bodiless, without scar of imperfection, without sinews, pure, unpierced by evil.